You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
More and more people are cutting the cable and getting their TV and their movies through a streaming service like Netflix or Disney Plus. All that extra freedom sounds pretty great, but sometimes it can introduce new weird problems for people who just want to watch a movie. Peter Kafka, senior correspondent here at Recode, is here to explain this. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Teddy.
So, like, what's the problem here? What's the big issue?
The problem is that there are more people fighting for your time and attention and money. And the fights are generally happening in the background, but sometimes they show up in ways that you weren't expecting. Like, for instance, if you are streaming TV through a Roku TV or a Roku box, and on Christmas Day, you want to stream Wonder Woman 1984 on HBO Max, you will find out that you cannot do so because HBO Max and Roku have not struck a deal. And there are a couple different versions of these fights happening throughout the TV streaming ecosystem. And we're likely to see them over the next few years. They're not going to go away anytime soon.
So why doesn't, let's say, Roku carry HBO Max? Just because these are tons of deals and it takes time?
In some ways, this is lawyers and biz dev people fighting over stuff. But there's some bigger issues going on here. We are in a new world, and you see these very big players, very big companies. Warner Media is owned by AT&T. Amazon is huge. Roku is very big. Netflix, they're all very big. They all, again, want your time and attention and money. And they think they are setting new terms for this stuff. And that is why some of these fights are going on for so long. And even if they do reach deals, these won't be long-term deals. You never used to see this in the old world, in the cable TV world, where a network was sort of in the wholesale business. They sold their programming to a Spectrum or a Charter, and those companies turned around and sold it to you. The networks never had any direct connection with you. Now they want to be in the retail business. They want to have a direct connection with you, the consumer. Guess who also wants that to control that connection? The big tech platforms of the world, the Rokus and the Apples and the Netflixes.
Sure.
So there is a fight over those terms. And again, you won't ever get them to sort of say much of this out in public, but that is what's happening behind the scenes.
Okay, so put me in the seat of Netflix or an HBO executive. What exactly do they want from the Rokus or Amazons of the world that they're not getting?
Netflix wants the most direct connection to you. And Netflix is the cause of this. Everyone wants to be Netflix. Netflix created a business where you have a relationship generally where you are sending Netflix your credit card information. They are sending you programming. They see exactly what you're watching. And it's just a very tight circle. And it may flow through an Apple TV box or your computer, but Netflix owns the customer and owns that relationship. And that's what everyone wants to sort of create. I was talking with people at Warner Media, and they said, we specifically don't want to go back to the old world of the cable days. We all want some version of the Netflix deal. Now, in some cases, Netflix may have to pay someone like an Apple or Roku a slice of what you're paying them, although that's up for debate as well. So the money is important, but it's the control over data and who owns that relationship is the most key thing for most of these companies.
And is this necessarily zero sum, right? Does it mean what's good for Netflix is bad for, let's say, a Roku? Or is there a way that there could be some conclusion where everybody could be happy?
I mean, in the world, you are finding compromises, right? HBO was in a fight with Amazon up until 2 weeks ago, and now they've reached a deal. So these deals can be done eventually. In the end, money solves all the problems. But there are some philosophical issues. Roku, for instance, will say, look, we understand that you guys want as much direct access to our customers as you can. On the other hand, there are customers. And what we want to do is give them your stuff. We want to create more business for you. That'll create more money for us. It's a virtuous cycle. Join on board. If you work for Roku or invest in Roku, that all makes sense. If you are one of the programmers, you go, wait a minute. this sounds a whole lot like the old cable TV model, and we want to extract as much of this as we can. Again, these will be sort of debates that they'll be having for years to come. And I think you'll hear about these disputes sort of coming up every year or so, or every couple of years. These are short-term deals. No one exactly knows what the future looks like, so they don't want to lock themselves into anything.
Doesn't this just sort of suck for the average person, the fact that all these corporate people are fighting over some deals that, you know, are way above their head?
It definitely sucks. If you went out and bought your Black Friday TV, you probably didn't think about whether that TV was going to be compatible with the streaming services you have or want to try out. And that's a giant pain in the ass. On the other hand, it's not the end of the world. For one thing, it's still way better than it used to be. You have a lot more choice over sort of what you watch, how you want to pay for it. You can subscribe to Disney Plus to watch Hamilton for a day and then unsubscribe. That's all great. Yeah. And the truth is, there are workarounds for a lot of these things. Sometimes it's going to involve streaming something from your phone to your TV. Sometimes it's going to take plugging an extra device in. That's how I'm going to watch HBO Max on my Roku TV. I plug in an Apple TV into it. So, you know, it's annoying. It takes extra clicks, and it may actually require money on your part, too, all of which sucks. But I still think you're better off than you were before.
And at least, Peter, thanks to you, we now know why exactly it sucks so much. Peter Kafka, senior correspondent here at Recode, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Eddie.